My guest at this time is Dr. Michael Brown. He is the author of the new book, Saving a Sick America. He is also a national radio host and a contributing editor at the online site The Stream. In the wake of the horrific shooting in Las Vegas that claimed at least 58 lives and wounded more than 500 others, Dr. Brown wrote a column for The Stream contending that only God can save America. And sir, thanks very much for being with us today.
Yeah, glad to be with you. What a momentous day, but tragically something we're almost used to at this point.
It certainly is becoming more and more common. I want to play a couple different clips here in the course of our interview, starting with this one from President Trump today, obviously striking a somber tone, calling it an act of pure evil, hailing the work of the first responders, and saying a lot of other things that I think most folks would consider appropriate at a time like this. I want to get your reaction to this particular statement, though. Let's roll that.
In times such as these, I know we are searching for some kind of meaning in the chaos, some kind of light in the darkness. The answers do not come easy. But we can take solace knowing that even the darkest space can be brightened by a single light, and even the most terrible despair can be illuminated by a single ray of hope.
When he says answers are tough to come by, sir, it sounds like your position is that there might not be a lot of answers right now yet in this particular case. But in the big picture, there are some answers, namely that we must turn to God as a nation. What exactly is your message today?
The message is simple. America is hurting, be it from the hurricanes ravaging our nation, be it from the murders that take place in our inner cities every single day, be it from the racial strife and division that's in our nation, to the mass murders. We are hurting, and only God can heal America. America can only be great if America is good. America cannot be good without God. The founding of our nation attached our freedoms to morality and morality to God. And otherwise, we will die with these freedoms, because if you take God out of the picture, I'm not talking about a theocracy. I'm not talking about imposing the Bible on the culture and hitting people over the head with it. I'm saying that our very liberties, our very foundation, they're based on scriptural principles, on human beings being created in the image of God, and our need for him as our creator. If we turn back to him, I believe he'll help us, but the problems are too big. It's not a gun control issue. It's not a political issue. There's no social band-aid. We need to say, God, right now we need you. I don't think there's any other solution.
Let me make sure I know exactly what you're saying and what you're not saying, sir, because some might interpret what you just said as suggesting America's sins caused this rather than a specific madman with a lot of firepower. So what do you say in response to that, to clarify?
Oh, yeah. Let me shout that out to the rooftops. I'm not blame gay. This is because of gays, or this is because of abortion. No, there's a madman who's a murderer, and he and anyone complicit with him, he or they alone are responsible. And I'm not saying this is because they're in Las Vegas and it's Sin City. Come on, these are people attending a country music concert, all right? They're just like anybody else, any other family that was out in an outing, any individuals, to make it as if they're the worst of sinners, or this is because of Las Vegas, or this is God's wrath. No, this is human evil. But we've got so much human evil. And in the midst of it, the natural disasters, and then massive divisions as a nation. Where are we going to go? Who can help us? Who's big enough? You're going to look to the president? You're going to look to the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, the media? Even the church in itself is often so compromised, and many times our pulpits sound more like they're entertaining people than challenging people. We need a fresh awakening. The bad news is, I think America's in critical condition. The good news is, we've had really dark times before in our nation, and those were followed by great awakenings. April 1966, in the midst of the counterculture revolution, Time magazine ran a headline, "Is God Dead?" June 1971, Time ran a headline, "The Jesus Revolution." So it's not too late for America, but our only hope is another great awakening.
Where do you think America is right now, spiritually? Some folks think it's getting a lot more secular. And if that's the case, how difficult is it to turn back to God and have one of these reawakenings?
Yeah, in Saving a Sick America, I lay out a lot of where we were as a nation in our founding, which in many ways was extremely Christian, and then the secular dimensions we've had through the generations. Certainly the days of slavery were evil in America. Certainly even the good old days of the 50s and 60s, we had segregation and other problems. But no question, more and more Americans are turning away from organized religion. more and more Americans associate evangelical Christians either with hypocrites or just with right-wing political leaders and things like that. So I believe that on the one hand, we are becoming more secular, but I don't believe people are really turning away from God. They're turning away from religion as they know it. And I believe if we could come, not just with a pep talk message, but with a real message of truth, and if we could really demonstrate, by we, I mean those who claim to follow Jesus and believe the Bible, if we can demonstrate there's a better way, I believe our families will be healthier, our kids will be healthier, our country will be healthier. So it's up to us. I believe just like in the counterculture revolution, so many young people turning away from God and religion as they knew it, but when they heard the real message of Jesus, they were transformed. I was a heroin shooting LSD using hippie rock drummer in 1971 when that happened in my own life. So we're turning away from what we perceive about God and religion, but I believe if we preach the true message, many Americans will say, this is what I need. I didn't have hope. For the first time, I have hope.
Let's talk about that, and perhaps you can speak from your own example, as you just mentioned there. How difficult do you think it is, or how much more frightening is it for people, whether they were directly involved or just seeing this sort of thing happen time and time again? How much tougher is it to interpret evil apart from the knowledge of God and the hope of Scripture?
Well, we become desensitized to the point that something that would have shocked us for months probably shocks us for a matter of hours now. All the entertainment where we have violence, we have criminals who are heroes in some of our TV series. The things that an 8-year-old kid could download, hardcore pornography. I mean, there's a massive desensitizing of the culture. Every news item instantly on our cell phones and on our laptops. And then the video games and the violence there, we become so desensitized, I don't even know if we understand how evil really is, how dark really is. What's going to make it apparent? The light shining. Martin Luther King said that the church has to be reminded it's not the master of the state or the servant of the state, but the conscience of the state. So my greatest concern is not so much with the presence of darkness, but with the absence of light. And if we will concentrate, Jesus said to his followers, you're the salt of the earth, you're the light of the world. If we concentrate on shining the light, it would help people see how evil and dark evil really is. And then again, present a message of hope. So bad news, we're really critical. It's like you've gone to the doctor and he said you've had a serious heart attack and you're going to die. But if you'll change your lifestyle, you can be healthier in 20 years than you are today. I still believe it's possible America's best days could be ahead, but only if we humble ourselves and turn to God.
Let me have you respond to a comment that was also today. This one's not from the president. It's from Mark Kelly, the husband of former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. They were on Capitol Hill today already planning to talk about gun control legislation, and they called a press conference outside of the Capitol in response to the details of the shooting in Las Vegas. You said a moment ago that obviously politics isn't the answer, but he thinks that, at least in the short term, that it's a better answer than alternatives, including prayer. Here's what he said.
What we're hearing today at the Capitol in the White House are thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers are important. We send our thoughts and prayers too, but they are not enough. Your thoughts and prayers aren't going to stop the next shooting. Only action and leadership will do that.
What's your reaction, sir, when you hear something like that?
First, I respect his right to speak out with what happened in his own family. Second, we say thoughts and prayers, and it's meaningless. Come on, we say it. They're empty words. If we really prayed, if we really cried out, if we really stopped what we were doing for a day and cried out to God and said, God, have mercy, and started taking inventory of our own lives, that would bring about change, absolutely. And then third, I don't know that gun control laws stop this. And I'm not a member of the NRA. I don't have a gun or anything like that personally. I don't talk Second Amendment day and night. But from what I understand, the nature of the weapons that were being used, from what I know, if this is accurate, those were illegal anyway. Those are hard to come by. So I don't know that gun control would have stopped something like this from happening. Sure, put the debate on the table. But in my view, that's down the list.
Dr. Brown, thank you very much for your time today, sir. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Dr. Michael Brown is author of the new book, Saving a Sick America. He's also a national radio host and a contributing editor at the online site, The Stream. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.